October Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the October 2012 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Stories from Conference. God Knows Our Gifts. When I became a deacon at the age of 12, I lived in New Jersey, 50 miles from New York City. I dreamed of being a great baseball player. My father agreed to take me to see a game played in the old and storied Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. I can still see the swing of the bat as Joe DiMaggio hit a home run into the center field stands with my father sitting beside me, the only time we ever went to a Major League Baseball game together. But another day with my father shaped my life forever. He took me from New Jersey to the home of an ordained patriarch in Salt Lake City. I had never seen the man before. My father left me at the doorstep. The patriarch led me to a chair, placed his hands on my head, and pronounced a blessing as a gift from God that included a declaration of the great desire of my heart. He said that I was one of those whom it had been said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. I was so surprised that a perfect stranger could know my heart that I opened my eyes to see the room where such a miracle was happening. That blessing of my possibilities has shaped my life, my marriage, and my priesthood service. From that experience and what has followed it, I can testify, "For all have not every gift given unto them, for there are many gifts, and to every man is given a gift by the Spirit of God." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verse 11. By the Lord revealing to me a gift, I have been able to recognize and prepare for opportunities to exercise it to the blessing of those I love and serve. God knows our gifts. My challenge to you and to me is to pray to know the gifts we have been given, to know how to develop them, and to recognize the opportunities to serve others that God provides us. But most of all, I pray that you will be inspired to help others discover their special gifts from God to serve. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Help Them Aim High. Ensign, November 2012, page 67. Prophetic Promise. I can promise you that you will bless others to help them recognize the spiritual gifts with which they were born. Every person is different and has a different contribution to make. No one is destined to fail. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Help Them Aim High. Ensign, November 2012, page 60. Applying this message. As you read and ponder Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, verses 11 through 26, pray to know what spiritual gifts you may have. How can serving others help you develop your spiritual gifts? If you have not received a patriarchal blessing, consider getting one. Consider writing your thoughts in your journal or discussing them with others. Additional resources on this topic: True to the Faith, 2004, Spiritual Gifts, page 165 through 167. Spiritual Gifts in Gospel Topics on LDS.org. Finding Strength During Trials. How do you remain steadfast and immovable? Alma chapter 1, verse 25, during a trial of faith. You immerse yourself in the very things that help build your core of faith. You exercise faith in Christ. You pray. You ponder the Scriptures. You repent. You keep the commandments. And you serve others. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Trial of Your Faith. Ensign, November 2012, page 40. Fill in the blank. 1. The decision to serve a mission will shape the blank of the missionary, his or her spouse, and their posterity for generations to come. Russell M. Nelson, Ask the Missionaries. They can help you. Ensign, November 2012, page 18. The answer, the decision to serve a mission, will shape the spiritual destiny of the missionary. 2. To help us better, blank, I would like to suggest 4 words to remember. First observe, then serve. Linda K. Burton, First Observe, Then Serve, Ensign, November 2012, page 78. Answer 2. To help us better love one another. 3. Temple and blank work is one work divided into 2 parts. Richard G. Scott, The Joy of Redeeming the Dead, Ensign, November 2012, page 93. Answer 3. Temple and family history work. 4. The crowning characteristic of love is always blank. Jeffrey R. Holland, The First Great Commandment, Ensign, November 2012, page 84. Answer 4. The crowning characteristic of love is always loyalty. Creating family cultures. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught 5 things parents can do to create stronger family cultures. He said, "These suggestions for creating stronger family cultures work in tandem with the culture of the church. Our strengthened family cultures will be a protection for our children." 1. Parents can pray in earnest, asking our Eternal Father to help them. 2. They can hold family prayer, scripture study, and family home evenings and eat together as often as possible. 3. Parents can fully avail themselves of the church's support network. 4. Parents can share their testimonies often with their children. 5. We can organize our families based on clear, simple family rules and expectations, wholesome family traditions and rituals, and family economics. From Becoming Goodly Parents, Ensign, November 2012, page 28. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of October Conference Notebook.